Please join me in our responsive call to worship based on Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise Him. He determines the number of the stars and calls each of them by name.
Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit.
The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground.
Sing to the Lord with grateful grace. Make music to our God on the harp.
He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of a warrior.
Lord, bless those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love.
Our Lord counts the stars of night, He numbers the hairs on our head, and He loves it when we sing. He greets us saying, "Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father, from Christ his Son, through the mighty and powerful work of his Holy Spirit."
Amen.
Welcome, everyone, to our worship service at LaGrave Avenue Christian Reformed Church. Welcome to all you members here, and welcome to visitors. I see a number of you here. If you are visiting, I hope you like to sing. Because tonight is going to be a song service, which we have occasionally here, maybe three times a year. So this evening, we'll be doing a lot of singing. First, we'll sing some songs that Larry and I have already chosen. Eventually, we'll get to a chance where you get to select your hymns, hymns that you like. There's some suggestions in your bulletin. They are not meant to censor you. You may choose other ones. You may go beyond the ones we suggest. And we should have a blessed time tonight, focusing loosely around the theme of Thanksgiving. Before we sing, I thought it'd be nice to share with you some of my experience of singing at LaGrave, because my experience of singing at LaGrave up here is different than your experience of singing at LaGrave down there. I get to see your faces, which is pretty great, okay, first that. And second, there's an experience, and other pastors can tell you this, you know, when you're planning a service, you're anxious, and there's things going on, and you're anxious, and maybe you're worried about your sermon a little bit, but you come down, and the processional starts, and people are singing, and you get up, and you turn around, and you see the church singing, and something happens almost every time where you say, you know what? It's going to be just fine. It's going to be just fine. And I don't know what it is about singing. I do know that it's the Holy Spirit working through his people, working through the gift of song. Let's read this passage, these two questions and answer from the Heidelberg Catechism. These confessional readings celebrate the providence of our God and give thanks for that. Congregation, what do you believe when you say, "I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth"?
That the eternal Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who out of nothing created heaven and earth and everything in them, who still upholds and rules them by his eternal counsel and providence, is my God and Father because of Christ the Son. I trust God so much that I do not doubt he will provide whatever I need for body and soul, and will turn to my good whatever adversity he sends upon me in this sad world. God is able to do this because he is Almighty God. He desires to do this because he is a faithful Father.
And how does the knowledge of God's creation and providence help us?
We can be patient when things go against us, thankful when things go well, and for the future, we can have good confidence in our faithful God and Father, that nothing in creation will separate us from his love, for all creatures are so completely in God's hand that without his will, they can neither move nor be moved.
Thank you.
Even though it's not listed in your bulletin, I want to have a short reading that I found a couple weeks ago. It's a lovely little reading from someone named Cyprian, who became Saint Cyprian. Cyprian lived in the 3rd century AD, so from 200 to 258 are his dates. And he talks about the experience of becoming a Christian and expresses gratitude for it. What's amazing is how it was written so long ago, but it sounds and feels exactly what I feel, and I think you feel when you think of your faith. Listen. Writing to his friend Donatus. "It is a bad world, Donatus, an incredibly bad world. But I have discovered, in the midst of it, a quiet and good people who have learned the great secret of life. They have found a joy and a wisdom which is 1,000 times better than our sinful life. They are despised and persecuted, but they care not. They are masters of their souls. They have overcome the world. These people, Donatus, are Christians, and I am one of them. Thanks be to God." One more reading, Thanksgiving Psalm, Psalm 65. "Praise awaits you, O God, in Zion. To you our vows will be fulfilled. You who answer prayer, to you all people will come. When we're overwhelmed by our sins, you forgave our transgressions. Blessed are those you choose and bring near to live in your courts. We're filled with the good things of your house, of your holy temple. You answer us with awesome and righteous deeds. God, our Savior, the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the farthest seas, who formed the mountains by your power, having armed yourself with strength, who stilled the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves, and the turmoil of the nations. The whole earth is filled with awe at your wonders. Where morning dawns and evening fades, you call forth songs of joy. You care for the land, and you water it. You enrich it abundantly. The streams of God are filled with water to provide the people with grain, for so you have ordained it. You drench its furrows, level its ridges. You soften it with showers and bless its crops. You crown the year with bounty. Your carts overflow with abundance. The grasslands of the wilderness overflow. The hills are clothed in gladness. The meadows are covered in flocks. The valleys are mantled with grain. They shout for joy and they sing.
Thank you.
We have come to the audience participation section of our service. At this point, I welcome any of the songs that you might suggest. Let me just say that please, and I will confess this to you, my hearing is not what it once was. So say very clearly which hymnal, right? We have two red hymnals, and say the number. Okay? Steve, you got your hand up first. Which one would you like?
Lift Up Your Hearts, number 776.
776?
Standing up.
Yeah, I think I was feeling the standing up thing. We definitely will get you up. Hold on, let me see what you chose. 776. A mighty fortress is our God, right?
Yeah.
That's right. Okay, let's sing. That's a long one, so we're not going to sing all four stanzas. We'll sing 1, 3, and 4, and let's stand to sing those verses. 1, 3, and 4 of 776, A Mighty Fortress. Some of you are raising your hands before the previous hymn is over. If that is a violation. Allie, you were not before. What would you like to sing, Allie? 770. Is that in Christ alone? All right, we sang this morning, which is great. And we'll sing it again. I'm going to say 1 and 4 of 770. 1 and 4. Suggestions. All right, I'll go with Mary back there.
Worship and Rejoice, number 357.
357 in Worship and Rejoice, switching hymnals. 357. What is that one, Mary? Knowing You. Okay, I don't know Knowing You. It's very good. I'm sure it is good. Let's sing 1 and 3 of Knowing You. Did you hear that, Larry?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
I will come back to you. I have a request from the sound booth, actually the video booth, and they can't request because they're in the video. And so they asked me to choose one that they loved. And so I'm going to do that. And that's Lift Up Your Hearts, number 366. Lift Up Your Hearts, 366. We're going to sing all four stanzas, and we'll sing stanza three a cappella, and let's stand up to sing this one. 366. Steve, I've seen your hand from the beginning. What is it? Say the number again. 441 of Lift Up Your Hearts. 4-3 or 4-4? 4. Verse 2. Hold on. I'm getting there. Oh, we can sing more than verse 2. Let's sing Let's sing verse 1 and verse 2. And let's try this. Let's have women on verse 1, all on the refrain. Men on verse 2, and then everyone on the refrain. Okay? Is that clear? Let's sing. Couple more. I'm getting a lot of people. All right. I'm trying to make sure I don't miss people at the side. I'm going to go over there. Shelly. 473 of Lift Up Your Hearts. Come, you thankful people, come. That is a good Thanksgiving song. Okay. Let's sing. That's right. I got that right. Right, Shelly? Yep. One, 2, and 4. And let's stand to sing, Come You Thankful People, Come. Thank you. All right, Stan, I'll let you choose the last one.
725 and worship and rejoice.
725 and worship and rejoice. Let's see. Thanks to God for my Redeemer. Okay, I don't know this one, but I'll bet you do. Why don't we sing all three stanzas? Thanks to God for my Redeemer. Our prayer tonight will be in three parts. At the end of each section, we'll sing that little bit from the hymn For the Beauty of the Earth that's printed in your bulletins. Please pray with me. Father, what a joy it is to sing your praise. When we are alone with our thoughts, our minds often run to our worries, worries for ourselves, worries for our world. But when we are here in this place singing together, your Spirit fills us and we remember that our life is filled with hope and joy. We remember that you are good and we remember that this world is in your hands. For the goodness of your creation, we give you thanks. For mercies that are new every morning, we give you thanks. For the gift of your Son, for the grace of his cross and the power of his resurrection, we give you thanks upon thanks upon thanks. For your strong promise that you will return one day and make everything new, Lord Jesus, we give you thanks. Lord, you are good, and your steadfast love endures forever.
Thank you.
It is because you are good, Father, that we come to you with our needs. You promised that as a loving Father, you would hear your children when we cry out to you. And Father, we need you all the time. We need you every hour. We pretend to be strong, but we're completely dependent. And tonight, we lift up those weaknesses, just a few of them. We lift up our members in this congregation whose lives are in the grip of worry and sickness. We pray for people struggling with mental illness and the complication that that brings to their lives and to their family. We pray for those struggling with addiction. Lord God, please break the evil hold that addiction can have over the lives of good people. We pray for families dealing with broken and strained relationships. Father, touch these relationships with forbearance and forgiveness and gentleness and whatever other spiritual fruit are needed to heal them. And Father, we pray for all those in our church family who are dealing very directly with illness. Dan Beamers, Ben Van Houten, Jim Kroll, Bill Van Dyke, Paul Wright, Steve Gibson, Marsha Hahn, Joan Bolt, Bob Poole, Jeannie Vandenberg, and Lord, so many more. We trust you to give all these beloved brothers and sisters what they need, and we trust you because you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. Finally, Father, we pray for our individual needs. Each of us here is carrying worry and concern. For some of us, that's about our family. For others, it's our health. For some of us, it's concerns about the church or concerns about this country or the world that fill our hearts every day. For some of us, it's our jobs. Lord, all of us are wrestling with temptations and difficulties. Some of us are wrestling with our faith. We know that you're stronger than all of these things. We know that by the power of your resurrection and the power of your spirit, one day these concerns will be taken away and all our tears will be dried. And Father, we know this because you are good and your steadfast love endures forever. Amen. Let's sing our concluding hymn. Receive God's blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord lift up his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you, smile upon you, and fill you with his peace, both now and forevermore. Amen.